This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Strengthening sports infrastructure in the border region, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju inaugurated a newly constructed multipurpose indoor Holcomb volleyball stadium at Muyo in Lungla subdivision of Tawang district. Developed under the Government of India's Khelo India initiative, the facility will provide modern training amenities for indoor sports, especially volleyball, and encourage youth participation in competitive athletics. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Saturday called upon the youth of Arunachal Pradesh to take the lead in building a Viksit Arunachal by 2047, emphasizing informed participation, policy awareness, cultural pride and economic self-reliance. He was addressing the gathering at the Yuba Soch Naya Arunachal interactive program organized by the Bharatiya Janata Yuba Morcha at Tawang. On the economic front, Mr. Khandu stated that nearly 19,000 megawatt projects are currently at various stages of development against a potential of 50,000 megawatt. He informed that the 2,000 megawatt lower subsidiary project is nearing completion, while the Dibang multipurpose project and the 3,900 megawatt Italian project are progressing. In further support of the MOU, 17 additional Siang Upper Multipurpose Project Pro PFR residents of Karko Village submitted their consent to the Deputy Commissioner, Upper Siang District, yesterday in the office chamber of DC Bungalow, Ying Kiong. With this development, the number of households supporting the pre-feasibility report activities has increased to 93 out of the total 120 households. Earlier, MOU between the government of Arunachal Pradesh and the pro-residents of Karko village was signed on February 1, 2026. Out of the total 120 households of Karko village, 76 families had initially signed the consent authorizing the conduct of PFR activities. Tamil Nadu Festival of the Toran and Kaman Mishmi community of Arunachal is being celebrated today. During this festival, the Mishmi people offer prayers to Almighty Lord Jabmalu and the forces of nature, seeking good health, abundance in newly sown crops, and protection from natural calamities. Deputy Chief Minister Chuname joined the Mishmi community in celebrating the 56th Tamil Nadu Festival at Meadow in Lohit District. He stated that Tamil Nadu reflects the community's deep respect for nature, faith, and traditions that have been preserved through generations. In the third day of the 22nd National Mountain Bike Championship in rowing, Lower Dibang Valley District, Arunachal Pradesh, self-taught cyclist Jumgam Kaki clinched silver medal in the men junior cross-country Olympic category. The gold medal in the same category was won by Sonawane Yogesh from Maharashtra. The centre has approved the construction of the country's first underwater twin-tube road-cum-rail tunnel project that will be built under the Brahmaputra River in Assam. The project has been approved by the Cabinet Committee in Economic Affairs. The infrastructure project will be developed at the cost of 18,662 crore rupees in engineering procurement construction mode. The stretch will connect Gopur on NH-15 and Numaligarh on NH-715 in Assam, cutting short the distance between the two Assam cities to just 34 km from the current 240 km. The travel time will be now reduced to just 20 minutes from 6 hours. The project will provide significant benefit to Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland and other northeastern states. The government has announced the launch of PM Rahat Road Accident Victim Hospitalization and Assured Treatment Scheme. Under this scheme, every eligible road accident victim on any category of road will be entitled to cashless treatment up to 1,50,000 rupees per victim for a period of 7 days from the date of accident. India is taking on Pakistan in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Group A match in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Winning the toss, Pakistan chose to bowl first. India was 91 for 2 in 9.4 over. Both teams have won their first two league games. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.